The Growing Destinations podcast is brought to you by Experience Rochester. Learn more about Minnesota's third largest city, which is home to Mayo Clinic and features wonderful recreational and entertainment opportunities, by visiting experiencerochestermn.com.
I actually switched my major to recreation tourism a semester before COVID hit, so I didn't really know all the teachers or classmates yet. So it was about a year and a half being on Zoom, and coming back to the classroom setting was a bit strange just because most of us didn't know our professors or most of our classmates even in person.
I want to be back full time. All my classes right now are in person and I love it. I love seeing my professors around campus and having us all like kind of just hang out with one another outside of the classroom for a bit. So I really hope we stay in person.
Welcome to the Growing Destinations podcast, where we take a deep dive into destination development and focus on a wide range of topics, from tourism and entertainment to economic development and entrepreneurism and much more. I'm your host, Bill Von Bank. The COVID-19 pandemic has certainly impacted campus life for college students over the past 2+ years. Today, I'm joined by two students from the University of Minnesota Rochester and Winona State University, both located in Southeast Minnesota, who share their experiences of virtual learning, lessons learned during the pandemic, and the importance of being together. Miley Luong and Alex Trelo, welcome to the Growing Destinations podcast.
Good to be here.
Nice to meet you, Bill.
Welcome to both of you. You're both in higher education. Miley, you attend University of Minnesota Rochester, and Alex, you attend Winona State University, both Southeast Minnesota universities, both great reputations throughout Minnesota. So I want to start by learning a little bit about you and then your college experience, especially over the last couple years of COVID. Miley, can you share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin, which is about an hour from Rochester. And I knew I wanted to go to college outside of La Crosse and not too close where my parents can't come visit me like every single day. So I was looking at several colleges in Minnesota statewide, and I knew I wanted to do something in the medical field. And this program that UMR has with Mayo Clinic was just like a golden ticket to get where I wanted to do and be in the future, if that makes sense.
And when we talk about UMR, it's University of Minnesota Rochester, which is the newest campus for the University of Minnesota system, about 10 years old right now.
Correct.
Alex?
I go to Winona State University, which is pretty close to La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's about a little over an hour from Rochester. I am a senior at the Recreation and Tourism Department at Winona State University, so I will be graduating this May.
Congratulations.
So I basically just kind of wanted to go to Winona State just because it's a small enough college and not too big. And if you like the outdoors, it's a really nice outdoorsy type town to be in just to go hiking, walking. And on campus, I've just been a part of many different clubs and volunteering clubs on campus that I love to do.
Miley, was getting involved in healthcare and having a career in healthcare always a goal for you?
I think it always was. Now, what in healthcare was a big like mystery in my life. I started like wanting to be a doctor, and then I wanted to be a nurse, and then somewhere in the middle, I wanted to be a teacher. So my career path has always like changed, but it wasn't until I job shadowed a physician assistant or a PA that I really fell in love with the profession and its career outlook.
Tell us why you chose University of Minnesota Rochester, UMR.
I love the small classroom size. The student faculty ratio is like 15 to 1. So I really got to know my professors really well. We actually went to one of my professor's house after an organic chemistry final. And we all had like his authentic Spanish food and played tennis outside. So I really knew those stories from previous students. And I really just fell in love with the university.
Alex, how about you with Winona State University?
I chose Winona State University just because it isn't too big or too small of a town. It's a very close-knit community, and it's a beautiful outdoor area just to hiking, biking, walking, and outdoor on the water sports.
Your major is in recreation and tourism. What made you go down that path?
I have changed my major plenty of times, from teaching to nursing to PE teacher to social work and now recreation and tourism. I've really enjoyed outdoors and just like the event setting most of my college career. So I think that's kind of why I chose this route, just because I've done a lot of like the recreation tourism aspects with different clubs on campus throughout the years.
And you are completing an internship mm-hmm. at the Mayo Civic Center in Rochester, Minnesota. The Mayo Civic Center is the convention and event center in Rochester and one of the largest in the state of Minnesota. Walk us through that internship, because it was pretty elaborate internship program for you.
Yeah, for our program at Winona State University, we have to have our last semester to be 12 credits worth of 40 hours a week at an internship position for our field of whatever we're interested in. And here at the Mayo Civic Center specifically, it's been a great experience just because I get to work with all different departments here at the Civic Center, including the sales, marketing, food and beverage, events, and operations department here. And I've learned just how much they all work together to make events come together and happen. And with that, I've been able to help with specific things like the sports department, RCTC, when they had their NJCAA Women's Community College Basketball National Championships all across from the United States here. So that was pretty fun. I got to help update programs for departments, help write blogs and take photos for events and across Rochester for marketing. I got to help at telethon dinners and other events for food and beverage. For events, I specifically helped with monster truck events, national dance competitions, band championships. I got to go to a conference with sales and marketing recently and sit on many different department meetings, which was interesting to be a part of. And also for concerts with events, I got help with Choir Men, REO Speedwagon, and Martina McBride. So it's been a big variety of options.
That's a lot. How many months have you been involved in the internship? 600 hours. That's a lot of hours.
It is. Since January until the end of April.
Is there a takeaway or an aha moment that really jumped out at you as you were getting involved, from learning how to set up events, catering, operations, marketing, just like anything that really jumped out at you? Like, I just never knew.
With helping with events on campus, you don't really see the whole outlook of everything that happens with an organization, with every department that works together for events. So it's like when we started working here, my main focus was it would be really cool to help with events. Before that, I didn't realize sales and marketing and food and beverage and sometimes sports all work together to make an event happen, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I feel really lucky to be here because it's an organization that has such a variety of experiences for me, and everyone has been very welcoming and helpful throughout my time here. And this experience has really shown me that I can be interested in all different aspects of events, and it's really fun.
And you had a colleague from Winona State University.
Yes,
who's here. So you had a buddy here.
Yep, So Morgan is also my buddy, who's also doing her internship here as well from my department, who is really awesome.
Miley, you are enrolled in the Early Assurance Physician Assistant Program at UMR, which is a collaboration with Mayo Clinic School of Health Sciences. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that program.
This program, high school seniors apply, and it's basically a guaranteed in Mayo School of Health Sciences PA program. Students have to maintain like a good GPA, take all the required courses at UMR or at St. Mary's. There's a similar program through St. Mary's, and there's about five or six of us at UMR. It's kind of really heavy course load and just really rigorous.
The Mayo Clinic component, do you shadow, or are you at the clinic, or how does that work?
Students do 3 years at the University of Minnesota Rochester and then 2 years at Mayo School of Health Sciences in their PA program. And by the end of this program, they come out with a Bachelor's of Health Science and a Master's of Physician Assistant Studies from Mayo School of Health Sciences. We do our first year, which I start in August, is didactic year. So we do all of the schooling that is needed basically into 1 year. And then our second year, we do rotations around different Mayo clinics in the Midwest. So I might be able to go back to La Crosse for like a month.
That's right. A health system there with Mayo Clinic.
Mm-hmm. Or like Mankato.
Do you ever just sit back and say, like, I'm in the city where the global headquarters for Mayo Clinic is the best hospital in the world? Do you ever think about that?
All the time. Like, I was giving a tour earlier today, and we went through the Mayo Clinic downtown, and I think I just took, like, a minute, and I was like, wow, I'm really in, like, Med City. Like, it's kind of crazy to think about.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? I want to pivot a bit, and that word has been so overused over the last couple of years, but it's obviously so appropriate, and I want to specifically talk about campus life for both of you, going to school, going to college in COVID. I mean, Alex, you're getting ready to graduate. Miley, you're in your junior, senior year. So you've both have been impacted by COVID over the last 2 years. I want to just learn a little bit more about how it has impacted your college experience. Alex?
With COVID hitting, I actually switched my major to recreation tourism a semester before COVID hit. So I didn't really know all the teachers or classmates yet. So it was about a year and a half being on Zoom, and coming back to the classroom setting was a bit strange just because most of us didn't know our professors or most of our classmates even in person. So when you meet everybody for the first time in person, it's like, hey, I'm the person that you've been meeting on Zoom for the last 2 years. Nice to meet you in person. But I guess with what I missed with that would probably be just getting to know and socializing with everybody from my major and just missing out on those friendships probably.
Miley?
When COVID hit, I was a freshman, so I only had like a semester of real college experience, quotes around the real. Up until now, it's been like Zoom, so my college experience has been very just weird, to say the least. Taking lab online was super weird, and trying to like mix chemicals over a computer is not what I wanted to do, but a lot of students do adapt, and I think that's what we all had to do.
As you look at next year, because there's just nobody quite knows, you know, with COVID, whether there'll be another surge, et cetera. Did you like the virtual or do you want to be back full time in person?
I want to be back full time. All my classes right now are in person and I love it. I love seeing my professors around campus and having us all like kind of just hang out with one another outside of the classroom for a bit. So I really hope we stay in person, especially during PA school.
As you think about the last couple of years, what have you learned about yourselves during the pandemic? Miley?
I learned to give myself some grace. It is so hard being like a STEM student during COVID just because the pressure is on, like you need to do well in your courses. But I have like some wiggle room. There's a certain GPA I need to maintain, so I don't need to be like a perfect straight A student like all the time. So that's what I learned about myself during the pandemic.
Alex, how about you?
From this, I think I learned it's just important to really be outdoors for me. And when with this time for 2 years almost, it was you couldn't really go shopping or go to movies or do a lot of things inside. So, I mean, I've been always been an outdoorsy type person, but I think within these last 2 years, you really realize that, wow, I really want to be doing stuff outdoors than just being inside all the time. And a lot of people too in the community just started doing more outdoorsy things. And during the time I picked up biking again, and when you try and find a bike during a pandemic, they're almost all sold out because everybody else is picking it up again too.
Changing their behavior, changing habits, getting more outside, more recreation activity for sure. What advice would you both offer to incoming freshmen for next school year?
For me personally, I would say it's okay to change your major as you are taking all your different classes, and don't feel like you have to stick with something if your interests are changing. And because for me personally, when I first started my college career, I thought for sure I would be in nursing major. And from being a part of so many things on campus and in the community with helping organize events and getting those started, my interests have really leaned towards that.
I would say for me is to reach out for help if you need to. A lot of incoming freshmen are like, very high on like the social life. And sometimes it's easy to like fall behind. So just talking with like the professors or some like healthcare professional as a freshman is very beneficial.
Alex, as you prepare for graduation, what is your ideal job?
So my ideal job after my internship here would probably be working with an organization of some sort with organizing their events, and on that scale, be working with the sports area or festivals or even concerts, because I've had a little bit of that taste here with the departments and I've really enjoyed it.
Miley, how about you? Do you know what you want to do once you graduate from UMR?
Well, be a PA of some sort, but in what is still like so up in the air? I want to do emergency medicine, psychiatry, surgery. Like, I kind of want to do it all, which is like the amazing part about being a PA is that I can switch around if I want to. So I don't have to have my mind set on one thing right now.
Alex, community volunteerism is important to you, and you've received some prestigious awards as a result. Tell us more about that.
I earned the WSU President's Leadership Award from Winona State University and the National President's Award for Community Service for volunteering my time through my college career. For me, growing up, I've just been volunteering my whole life, and I've really enjoyed it, from doing big things like working with American Cancer Society and Coaches vs. Cancer, Habitat for Humanity, and just a lot of volunteering organizations throughout the communities.
Alex, I understand that you also want to be a firefighter.
Yeah, so someday I would really enjoy doing a volunteer firefighter job. I've actually, when I used to be a certified nursing assistant in high school, I stopped at an accident, first one on the scene in the winter, and this girl's head was all cut up and everything. And a few minutes after a paramedic came in, we helped her like bandage get up and everything. And for me, that's just such an adrenaline rush where I think it would just be kind of fun.
Miley, you love to travel, and I understand you have some big plans for the summer.
I do, and I'm so excited. So originally, I'm from Vietnam, so I lived there until I was 6 and immigrated straight to La Crosse. So I still have family in Vietnam, and I haven't been able to visit them for about a decade now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And my grandma is still in Vietnam. So this summer I'm going back for
homecoming.
A month. Yeah. Homecoming for a month, which
That's
I'm
great.
Really excited.
That's yeah. great. What excites both of you for the future? Miley?
Travel, more travel. I have a lot of countries that I just want to check off my bucket list. I'm like Greece or Italy, Australia for some weird reason. And being able to have just a steady income to be able to use to travel is what I'm excited for.
Alex?
For me, just probably graduating in the next few weeks and getting a job that I really love. And probably, like you said, I would really love to go to Ireland or England someday too. I think that'd be kind of fun.
And you get to graduate in person, right?
Yes.
It's got to feel good.
Yes, it does.
Early congratulations to both of you. You both have been great. Wish you both best wishes in your future careers. Thank you for being my guest on Growing Destinations Podcast.
Thank you for having us, Bill.
Thank you for tuning in to the Growing Destinations Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. This podcast is brought to you by Experience Rochester. Find out more about Rochester, Minnesota and its growing arts and culture scene, its international culinary flavors and award-winning craft beer by visiting experiencerochestermn.com.